for Advent. Seasonal podcast reflections from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.
My name is Marie Kaiser-Kmitch and I work in communications and public diplomacy. I recently gave birth to my daughter Abigail. Regardless of whether you're a Christian or not, the idea of Advent is actually embedded in our existence. The idea of waiting in preparation and anticipation for the arrival of someone you are longing to see, longing to spend time with, longing to embrace, is a beautiful one. We've all been there before. As a new mother of a two-month-old baby girl, waiting and hoping, and then waiting some more, is all too familiar to me. My husband and I have spent most of this year waiting for the birth of our first daughter. The 9 months we waited seemed like the longest 9 months, and impatience, hope, and anticipation took on entirely new meanings. Even though the 9 months seemed like an eternity, I now see, very literally and practically, that nothing can prepare you for the birth of your first child, the first time you see their face and hold their gaze, let alone how much your life changes on levels you never even thought existed, most probably because you take so much for granted most of the time. You can imagine that I'm only beginning to adjust to the changes in married life, family life, adapting to our daughter's routines and needs, let alone grasp all the new things that a new mother has to learn, and learn very quickly. I confess it is very difficult to remember that we are in the season of Advent, let alone set time aside to reflect upon what this signifies. Each day is both very long and very short. My hands are quite literally full most of the time. However, when I can savor a quiet moment during the day for a brief moment of reflection and prayer, I know and see very clearly that Advent this year is very different. Of course, this year's season of Advent and Christmas is very special and unlike any other I have experienced. It is one of many firsts. Our daughter's first Christmas, our first Christmas as a family of three, our first Christmas as parents. And while all this is very close to my heart, I'm acutely aware that in my new role as a mother, my experience and understanding of Advent as a season of waiting, preparing, and hoping has become very different. Being a mother in today's society is not easy. So this Advent, I think of Mary, the mother of Jesus, and her waiting, her expecting, her hopes, her fears, and her questions. I can identify on some level with this, now that I'm a mother myself. I say with renewed certainty that I am deeply challenged and humbled by Mary's incredible humility and complete trust in God's plans. I ask myself, how much do I really trust God and his plans for my life, the life of my family, my husband, my daughter? Where is my humility in my identity as a woman, wife, mother, daughter, sister, friend? And how real is it? How do I live this? I am forced to reflect on the true meaning of trust in God and humility when faced with accepting his will and his plans. While many may think that a baby cannot do much apart from cry, feed, sleep, and make the odd noise, I guarantee that there is so much more to a little baby's existence, and there is so much for us adults to learn and remind ourselves of, especially when welcoming Christ this Christmas. Nothing can prepare us for the wonders of the beautiful relationship Christ is looking to develop and cherish with us. Nothing can prepare us for the personal journey that can open our hearts in ways we never thought were possible. It goes beyond our wildest dreams. As Christians, we are aware of all this, to a greater or lesser extent. In different seasons and stages of our life, this awareness can vary. We are all on different journeys. As you can see, this Advent, I see the arrival of our Lord in a new light. And I see the wonder and perfection of God's plan in a new light through the prism of Mary's humility and trust. This Advent, at this point on my journey, my eyes and heart have been opened by the motherhood and growing family the Lord has blessed me with.
Thought for Advent. Seasonal podcast reflections from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.